Hey everybody, it is time for Little Blue Mage's weekly question. So we're on week number three. This is question number three. And this week's question is, are you dominant? Are you submissive? Are you versatile? Just where do you land on the spectrum? And you might land in multiple spots. So for me, personally, I'm pretty fucking versatile. And I think my content speaks to that. Obviously, I brand myself as your bratty BFF. And brat has a tendency to have some, oh, so you're a switch that leans submissive implications. And that might not be wrong either. I actually spent the bulk of my life purely submissive. Although the brat was still there. I even remember my first sexual encounter. Oh, we were wrestling in bed and getting into some like kind of consensual non-consent territory. I leaned in to whisper, this is either really fucking hot to me or really fucking scary. So I just need to clarify. You remember the safe word, right? Also, bye-bye Facebook. Let's mute that for a second. yes, always a brat. But predominantly submissive when I started off. The whole switch slash dominant side of me didn't come out until a few years ago. I ended a 4-year-long relationship that had been dead for a while at that point. And I hadn't even gotten to explore my submissive side for the last half decade, like much less kink in general. So I did a lot of soul searching after that relationship ended, and finally, the question started to like sneak into my head, am I a switch? And it was honestly a scary question at first. The thought of dominating other people sounded terrifying. really though, unhealthy relationships just do mean things to our brains. And it's not so much that I wasn't dominant. Instead, the issue is that I was never confident. I spent the first 27 years of my life debilitatingly insecure. And there was no way for me to mentally feel comfortable dominating someone if I couldn't believe in myself, I guess. Over the course of my late 20s, my confidence started to grow, and with it, my dominant side. It got to the point where 2019, last year, was basically just a series of me dominating a bunch of dudes who identified as dominant but finally wanted to explore giving control to somebody else. It was so much fun, like basically getting to be a dom breaker for an entire year. Like, you hear about brat breakers. Do you ever hear about dom breakers? Something about my energy just repeatedly attracted men who were looking for that kind of experience. The right mixture of, like, confident, fun, and comforting to make people consider letting me tie them up and ruin their evenings in a way that was entirely foreign to them. So, yeah, 27 years of being purely submissive, or at least lying to myself about being purely submissive, a couple of years of exploring the fact that I'm actually versatile, and then a full year of being exclusively dominant. 2020 has been a lot of settling back into my most flexible state and like terrorizing people from every side of the dynamic. And that's been a lot of fun. A lot of fun.